B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey! Let's play Match Wits. Oh, it's going to be a big storm this weekend. It's so big.
Yeah. How big is it, Bob?
The Jim Cantore is flying in. You don't want to see big Jim Cantore coming in. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, let's do a Match Wits with Nitwits based on the big snowstorm.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. LBF, have you volunteered to be the Nitwit today? We're going to match with?
Yeah, I volunteer every time.
All right. I can see that. That hand raises high. All right, here is what I want you to write down. Get your Sharpie out.
I got my paper.
Okay, so write the answer to this down, LBF, and folks can match it. When Snowbound Betty heard she was going to get up to 12 inches overnight, she said, "Wow, I better get my blank ready." Okay.
Really?
Write your answer down. Brian, what are we playing for today's
winner? Not dignity.
No.
A $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro.
Hey, that's fun. All right.
Okay.
You got your answer?
Yeah, I'll play along with your curvy game.
Okay. Wow, it's weather. No. All right, one more time. If you're listening,
please,
you
want to
give us a call to the answer to this. When Snowbound Betty heard she was going to get up to 12 inches overnight, she said, "Wow, I better get my blank ready." Okay. What could that possibly be?
888-410-1057.
Yeah, you match wits with nitwits, and then you're going to win a great prize. Okay? 888-410-1057. Let's go.
It's time. You're going to do your thing.
We're playing match game. Where's my announcer?
I'll try it, Bob.
Fired.
Match wits with nitwits. You already announced the game.
All right, fine. Okay, let's play Match Wits. Here we go. Here's what we're trying to match with LBF. She wrote her answer down.
I have it right here, Bob.
Are you sitting on it?
I am sitting on it.
Nice.
No one can see it.
When Snowbound Betty heard she was going to get up to 12 inches overnight, she said, "Wow, I better get my blank ready." Okay, 12 inches. That's a lot. Let's see. What's your answer?
Long underwear.
Oh.
Oh, long underwear. Good idea, but nope.
Nope. You can try again, Mary. Bye-bye. ROR. Good. Yep. Okay, hang on. ROR, who's this?
Hi, is it Shovel?
Get her shovel ready.
It's not her shovel, but that's sensible.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Try again. ROR, what's your answer?
Snowblower.
Oh, you got a snowblower ready, right? That's snowblower.
Smart idea, but not the right answer.
No, not Betty.
I know.
Okay. Bye. Okay, bye.
ROR, what's your answer?
Get my blower ready?
Get her blower ready. 12 inches, LBF. Yeah.
No.
Okay, try again.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, got to get everything ready. Lynn, what's your answer?
Ruler.
Get a ruler.
Yes, very convenient.
Make sure it's 12.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. No, that's a good 12. Answer, okay. But not the right.
Not the right. All right, thanks, Lynn. Okay, Mary, get her blank ready. What do you say?
Earmuffs.
Get her earmuffs ready.
Oh.
You know, 12 inches.
Right,
got to have earmuffs. That's it? No,
that's not right.
Not at all. No. Sorry, Mary. All right, Roy, what's your answer?
Meatballs. Get her meatballs ready.
Oh.
That's smart, but no.
It's not her meatballs.
Not her meatballs.
Okay, all right.
Making meatballs sound really weird.
Michelle, what do you say she has to get ready?
I think she has to get her rubbers ready.
Okay.
You know, like your rubber shoes.
Oh, your rubber shoes. Yes.
No. Sick ticket.
Well, it's a sensible answer.
Oh, they're shoes. They're shoes.
Yeah, shoes. How about the watches? Thank you, Michelle. That's not
You're
it.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Another Mary. What do you say, Mary?
Thigh-high boots.
Get her
thigh-high boots.
Well.
Well, Mary.
I like
That's not right, but I like the way you think.
No, it's a good answer. Because it's gonna be 12.
Keep those legs warm.
Yep, let's go right to the thigh. All right, nice try,
oh man.
Well, they do because it's 12 inches. You know, you're lying.
Oh my god!
All right, Rob. What do you say, Rob?
Vibrator.
Oh my god!
Well, for her shoulders, right? Her back and shoulders, because she's gonna be shoveling.
Exactly. No,
right, Rob.
Exactly. Okay.
Right, Rob.
Oh, whoa, Rob.
Well, here's a perfect song for that one, Rob.
Oh my god!
AC/DC.
Wait, it really feels like a Friday.
Yeah, it does. All right. We don't have the answer yet. When Snowbound Betty heard she was going to get up to 12 inches overnight, she said, wow, I better get my blank ready. Okay? 888-410-1057. Nice prize up for grabs, too.
Yeah.
Okay? Apex Entertainment gift card for the whole family. Oh, yeah. Right? Family fun. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian having a little bit of fun on Friday. Why not? We're playing the Match Wits game. I don't think we don't have an answer yet. So
no.
That is, it's surprising because there's so many options maybe. So you're trying to match wits with LBF. She's written the answer down. When Snowbound Betty heard she was going to get up to 12 inches overnight, she said, wow, I better get my blank ready. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yep.
All right. So let's see. Right, we've had so many guesses. Let's see if we can get a winner here. ROR, what's your answer?
Is it Tylenol?
No, no, it's not, but that's
could be sore.
Excellent.
You
yes.
could be sore.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I mean, because that's a lot.
Yes. Shoveling is hard.
Yes. Yeah, so.
It's a backbreaker.
Yeah, it is a backbreaker.
It's a backbreaker. Nice answer, though. Bye-bye. All right, let's see. ROR, what do you think the answer is?
Oh, I think she's going to need a wine bottle opener.
Not bad to me.
Yeah.
LBF?
Not the right answer, though, but
no.
Very important.
Sorry. David, what do you say?
I'm saying that knowing LBF, it's going to be getting her wine ready.
Oh, you know what? I just, not this time.
Nope. All right.
Thanks, David.
See ya. ROR, what's your answer?
Get the wine ready?
No, not wine.
Nope.
Okay, ROR, what's your answer?
Chapstick.
Her chapstick,
Hello.
Ready?
Her chapstick. Her chapstick.
Well, you know, it is going to be.
It's going to be blustery.
Know, that's a lot. Nice try.
Wow.
ROR, what's your answer?
A tape measure?
A tape measure. Well, ruler, tape
measure.
Yeah,
nope.
She wants to confirm this an actual
right.
foot. Nope, not it. John, what do you say?
Lie detector.
Lie detector.
Lie detector. Okay.
Right, not it. ROR, what's your answer?
What about the Irish coffee you were talking about yesterday?
Oh, I like that. The Irish coffee.
Oh, yeah. Remember? You know what? That's actually a good idea, but no.
I'm going to make some for my wife. She's requested it. Mm-hmm. She has. Bye. ROR, what's your answer?
Electric blanket.
Electric blanket.
No, it's not.
I like
the electric
it.
Blanket.
Nice try.
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
Okay. All right, Anthony.
Yeah.
What's your answer, Anthony?
Husband.
Get her husband ready.
Anthony, you are correct, sir.
Thank you, LBF.
All right.
Anthony, you got it.
Yeah, because, you know, got to get him ready to plow and shovel and.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I know you're not going to go out there, so who else is going to go out there? Your husband.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, here's what you won.
Anthony, you've got a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome.
There you go, Anthony. Where are you from? Hang on.
All right.
Anthony. Anthony from us. Hey, Anthony, turn your radio down.
I got it.
You're there? Okay, good. Hey, congrats. Yeah, so you're up in Saugus, right?
Yes.
You preparing for the storm? You ready?
Yeah, you have no choice.
That's it. All right. Listen, you're going to love Apex Entertainment. Have a good time up there. Don't forget, get the pretzel that's as big as your head.
Oh,
okay?
Yummy.
Oh, I will.
All right, hang on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Hang on. Hey, Morning Court is up next. We have Lawrence on the phone. Yeah, listen, dating must be tough these days. I'm glad to be out of that world because, you know, it's tough. There's so many fish in the sea. You better have it together, right? Or you're just going to get blown off.
Right.
Then move on to the next
by
one.
By a bear.
Well, you know what I mean. There's
what? What? Well, anyway.
He had a date. He had a date. It was all going swimmingly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Until he said something during the date that she did not like so much.
Did she cut bait, Bob?
She cut all right. Cut out. All right, so stay tuned for Morning Court. That's up next. You like fish talk, huh?
No, I love the fish talk, Bob.
Yeah.
Give me more of it.
Well, you just, I'm not going to say. Keep your bobber in the water.
All right.
And your hopes in the ground. All right, whatever. All right, Brian, how do you get us out of this?
How about some traffic?
I like that.
Yeah, there's some problems out there. This is brought to you by Transportation Security Administration. Bethune, we still have that disabled vehicle in the breakdown lane.